speak to Mr. Simon Randall Creighton, please? I'm a potential new client. Sorry? Yes, I am a victim of torture, and the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me 2 times over a number of years, and it repeatedly condemns a state which tortured me over violating international law, and I want to complain to the European Court of Human Rights. Yes, thanks. Hello, I hope so. I am a victim of inter alia torture. So the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me a number of times over a number of years, and repeatedly criticizes a state which is responsible for torturing me over violating international law. On the 9th of April, I received what seems to be a final domestic judgment, so I want to prosecute at the European Court of Human Rights. Can you help me, please? Sorry, I can't really hear very well on this line at the moment, but this jurisdiction is Portugal, and I am a migrant worker, and so I've been Portugal has been abusing me since 2007, and after many years of such abuses, I started to complain. So it had me tortured by court order by violating Article 6. For example, it did not let me use an interpreter. I do not understand Portuguese. Therefore, it tricked me into signing a false confession. This false confession cancelled the involvement of a lawyer who made no effort to attempt to help me. We lack a lingua franca. The first time I met her, was after I signed this document, which at that time I did not know is a false confession, and which I did not know cancelled her involvement. And also Article 6 was violated by not letting me appear at a court. After these events happened, Portugal created a show trial to obscure what it had done to me. And in this show trial, there were more lies. For example, they actually got I am innocent, but these show trial judges pretend that I plead guilty. And there was in this show trial no psychiatric witness turned up to testify about my mental health, but these show trial judges ordered that I go into a psychiatric hospital prison, and this even though psychiatrists proved that I'm not mentally ill, and the reason for pretending mental illness is to discredit whistleblowing by me. So a lot of bad things happened, and I've received what seems to be a final Portuguese judgment in Portuguese. I don't have a translation, but lawsociety.org.uk claims that a person who works with you can read Spanish, so Portuguese is virtually a dialect of Spanish. So to right, but Portuguese is actually very similar to Spanish, but I mean I can pay for translations, but just to start it off in the first few days before we decide exactly what we want to start translating, the documents which I have in Portuguese, you can look at. In what way do you mean? Right. So, in this particular case, I'm a party of many Portuguese court cases, mainly as the claimant. But this particular one that we are talking about, I am the defendant. And I am deprived of the right to appeal, and as the plaintiff of an earlier court case, it is already proven that I am mentally healthy. Therefore, Portugal is also violating that it is. Doing a U-turn on what is established, and this is a violation against another Strasbourg article. And so this. So well, the CPT writes many reports criticizing Portugal, and. One of these, I was interviewed for two of these, and one of these specifically refers to me, but it is anonymized. Even before the CPT met me, the CPT criticizes Portugal over violation which is repeatedly perpetrated by Portugal in this putatively psychiatric prison, and so what happened to me happens to more than 100 other persons.
Can I just,
Well, I am represented in Portugal by the best lawyers in the world, so it will be possible to collaborate with them. But the lawyers who represent me in Portugal are not international law lawyers, so they are experts in domestic laws, but for doing some of the work to Strasbourg, I need a specialist law firm like yours.
I'm not sure that I can afford to travel right now. My partner is struggling financially at the moment, and so trying to track what we can do first to make sure we are able to travel to countries like Europe and
Well, it's certainly applicable in all these jurisdictions, but I have spoken with a lawyer who represents me in Portugal in this domestic court case, and she says that she doesn't do international law, so I don't no lawyers in Portugal who are competent to do this all on their own.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not sure that this type of case is actually between lawyers worth walking in as well. What I can do is I can contact European representatives in Belgium, see if they can recommend a different lawyer with access to your trial. Because I think it's one thing you're talking about domestic proceedings. Is exceptionally important to know about the proper understanding of domestic proceedings and how a lawyer can be supported to actually try and get the case back and create more problems than you can make it so when you fail. And I think the argument for contacting organisations that are working on this issue for domestic proceedings.
Yes, please.
Yes. Shall I start with the name and email specifically
Yes, so I'm called Nicholas Colin Paul de Gloucester, and I can be emailed by emailing gloucester@insomnia247.nl.
So Nicholas Colin Paul.
No, Nicholas Colin.
How do you spell your name?
Collin.
And if you could just spell out your email address for me, please.
GLOUCESTER
Yeah.
at INSOM
Yeah.
NIA
Yeah.
247
Yeah.
dot NL, the Netherlands.
What I'll do for you say hello to Gloucester or
So it can be Mr. Gloucester or Mr. De Gloucester.
Mr. Gloucester. What I'll do is I will send a message to the situation that we're in and see if they can recommendation if we can bring potentially forward for you and let you know you have to.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right.
Well, goodbye then.
Thank you.
Likewise, bye.